We oomph, need.
Oomph, 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 oomph.
Oomph, oomph, oomph. Well, I'll explain to people what that oomph sound is if they weren't with us in the 7 o'clock hour.
That oomph, oomph, oomph is the sounds baby crocodiles make before they hatch. They're still in the egg. And they're alerting not only their brothers and sisters, but their mother that, hey, I'm ready to come out.
Yep, let's
hey,
go.
Somebody uncover me.
Please, please, please. You know, there's nothing unusual, really, unfortunately, about police apprehending people driving under the influence. However,
I like it when it happens.
A little unusual when the man is on a riding lawnmower at the North Pole in Alaska.
What?
Alaska state troopers say they were forced to use their lights and sirens to apprehend a North Pole man suspected of driving under the influence on his riding lawnmower.
You can do a lot of damage on one of those if you're not careful.
The 20-year-old man was on a riding lawnmower Sunday when a police officer noticed him weaving and running over bushes. The officer pulled alongside at the curb to ask the young man to stop the mower. The man took off on the riding lawnmower, and police cruised along. They say that they were led on a low-speed chase. Speeds reached 5 miles an hour.
Wow.
And the chase went for about 200 feet before they finally got his attention with the lights and sirens and apprehended Wyatt Lewis, 20 years old.
Don't tase me, bro.
No phone number listed for Lewis in North Pole, Alaska, by
don't
the way.
Tase me while I mow, bro.
Yeah, don't tase my mower.
Don't tase my mower.
5 miles per hour. Wow, that's breathtaking.
Yes. Low-speed chase. Can you imagine that? Cop driving along the curb, 5 miles an hour.
I think I'm going to outrun the cops on my riding mower.
Yep. The chase, 200 feet, that was three lawns, by the way. He led him on a three-lawn chase at 5 miles an hour.
Running over bushes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.